when Jewish life is as it ought to be, and Sukkot is one of our three opportunities as a nation to gather in Beis HaMikdash, to gather around Kohanim, to bring Karbonos Ola and Shlamim, Re'iyah and Chagiga, and one of the defining mitzvahs of Sukkot would be the many tens of hours that we spend over the course of this week in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Chazal described it in the Masechta Sukkah, such incredibly glowing term. What it was like to spend night after night, entire nights, Kalal Yisrael gathered together for extraordinary Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. Simcha Beis HaShoeva. What's it all about? What are we celebrating for tens of hours? For tens of hours over the course of Sukkot? So usually we assume that Simcha Beis HaShoeva ran all night long and led up to early morning. The peak, the climax, is when they would head out of the Beis HaMikdash, head out of the Arabayas, down the mountain, down, all the way to bring the water from the spring back up early morning to the Beis HaMikdash, to the unique mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, of pouring water all year long. Every day of the year, there's a mitzvah multiple times a day to pour wine on the Mizbeach in conjunction with some of the Karbanos, Nisuch HaYayin. For 7 days a year, for the 7 days of Sukkot, there's an additional mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, of pouring water on the Mizbeach. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva climax early morning with heading down to draw the water for the Nisuch HaMayim and Pashut Pshat, that's exactly what this is all celebrating. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Simcha of drawing the water. That indeed is what Rashi tells us, Masechta Sukkah. The problem is that you look at the Rambam, he puts those two topics in two entirely different parts of his masterpiece. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva appears at the very end of the Halachas of Sukkot. The very end, the Parakhes of Hilchas Lulav, after he's done all the halachas of Arba Minim, the last topic for several halachas, the three halachas at the end, he does three, four halachas, he talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The problem is he does not discuss Nisuch HaMayim there. He does discuss Nisuch HaMayim in a different sefer, not in Sefer Zmanim, not in Hilchas Lulav, but in Sefer Avodim, the halachas of Tmidim and Musafim. He talks about the unique karbanas of Erev Yom Tov. He mentions the Nisuch HaMayim is one of the halachas of Sukkot. And there he speaks on Nisuch HaMayim, and not about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If it's Lulav, he speaks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, not about Nisuch HaMayim. Location is king. In the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, if they're so separated, it means that they are conceptually disparate. They are unconnected. But then you've got to wonder, why do we call it Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and what is it all about? So in terms of why we call it Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Tosfos, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Sukkah, quotes when the Gemara says that the term Shoeva relates to She'ivas Mayim, Mushavtem Mayim Besasmi, Mayim HaYeshua, Tosa says, well, there's Yerushalmi that has a different approach. Yerushalmi says, Shemisham Shoav in Ruach HaKodesh. Jews came to Aliyah L'Regel, it sounds like specifically on Sukkot, and they would draw Ruach HaKodesh. Tosa talks about Yonah, perhaps, was inducted into Nevuah when he was Ola Regel. So perhaps the Rambam is based in Yerushalmi. Perhaps the Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether Simchas Beis HaShoeva has to do with Nisuch HaMayim or it's independent, is really Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Is the term Shoeva about She'ivas Mayim or is it about She'ivas Ruach HaKodesh? So that's the beginning. Now we have some sense of what the term means. Why are we celebrating She'ivas Ruach HaKodesh? What are we celebrating? If you look at the Rambam, after he discusses, he opens the discussion of Simchas Beis HaShoeva and of Hilchos Lulav with a comment that there's a mitzvah to be sameach on every Yom Tov. But the intersection of Sukkot in particular, and in the Beis HaMikdash in particular, that time and that place was a Simcha Yisera. That was unusual Simcha. So it had to do with Simchas Yom Tov. We do know that, even before we look at the Rambam, that Sukkot is man Simcha Seinu. There's some added degree of Simcha on Sukkot, and we know that from other sources. Sukkot can tell us multiple times that being in the Lefnei Hashem, being in Mikdash, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, itself is an incredible driver of Simcha. And what is it specifically that we're celebrating? There's more Simcha. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's more Simcha. And where did it all lead? And what did it all mean? And what does it mean for us? So what's fascinating is after several halachos of discussing the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the very last paragraph, the very last halacha of Lulav, the Rambam pivots from Sukkot in particular to all day everywhere in the world. Rambam says, let me talk to you for a moment about Simcha Shal Mitzvah in general. And he says, HaSimcha Shish Machadam, V'Asiyas HaMitzvah, V'Avas HaKel Shetiva Ben, the Simcha that we take in doing mitzvahs, and he stresses, not only in doing mitzvahs, but in the love of the God who told us to do the mitzvahs, that's an Avodah Gedolah. So therein lies a deep clue, that what Simcha Tzvei HaShoeva highlights is really something that's critical all year long. And what's highlighting is Simcha Shal Mitzvah. A simcha shemitzvah, not only doing mitzvahs, but the simcha taking the joy of the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had the chance to discuss over the course of the first days of Yom Tov that it's likely that the tshuva of Sukkot, the tshuva me'ava of Sukkot, is, to borrow the phrase that the Nesil Sisharim has in the third parak, it's the focus on what I do well. Mamin hatov, to know that to take pride in what I do well, to take pride in my spiritual strengths, and that enables me to invest in doing them more and doing them better. And suggesting over the course of Yom Tov that Simcha Shal Mitzvah perhaps is not only the joy I feel making sure to do mitzvahs joyously, but it's a joy that flows from doing mitzvahs, a joy that flows from taking pride in what I do well, the joy that flows from recognizing my accomplishments and recognizing the relationship that I'm building with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Mesil Shem points out in the Hakdama, that Simcha flows from acting mitoch Ava. That all the pieces begin to come together. That's true all year long. But Sukkot, it's true all year long that Avodas Hashem is supposed to occasion Simcha. The Avodas Hashem and the relationship that it generates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an incredible driver of Simcha if I tap into it. Sukkot is a time when that's our focus. Sukkot is a time when we focus on, as we spoke about yesterday, the Kris Pardasa. Sukkot is a time when we focus on what have we accomplished well, and what aspects of my Avos Hashem do I shine. To take joy in what I do well, to take joy in the relation that I build with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that flows from those successes. Sukkot is a time when that's our focus, and that's why Sukkot is a time of greatest simcha. And when I'm not only celebrating Sukkot, but celebrating Sukkot in the days of Hamikdash, the simcha reaches such a peak that it calls for a national tens and tens for over 100 hours of simcha over the course of a week of simcha's Beis HaShoeva. And to return to where we began, not only does the concept fall into place, but the term does as well. Because when I'm on that, as my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds and builds and builds, and builds success upon success, and I'm lifnei Hashem geographically as well, and that's the point where perhaps I can even reach at Aliyah Regal, specifically on Sukkot, in the Beis HaMikdash, where a Jew could perhaps dream of reaching Ruach HaKodesh, that type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's exactly what Tosis quotes in Yerushalmi, that's what the Rambam was aligned with, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Shemisham Shoev in Ruach HaKodesh. It was the peak of Jews connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the driver of the Simcha.